So we've established that you've kissed other women before me.
Okay, we're going there. Yeah.
Was I the best kisser you ever had?
What a trap question this is.
Everybody, it's Kate
and JJ,
and we're recording this in February, but it's coming out in March, and I'm probably on maternity leave at the moment.
Yes.
I'd have to assume. This is our Patreon exclusive episode, so we're just going to have a clip of it here on YouTube and on our main podcast feeds. But if you want to hear the whole thing, because it's going to be juicy, you got to join our Patreon fam for $5 a month. Okay. You can go to patreon.com/heartofdating to do that. And the reason why you're going to want to listen to this episode is because we're going to be asking some juicy questions, aren't we?
Yes.
Are you excited?
I'm so excited. Let's go ahead and jump into it. And
right now,
yeah,
I'm kind of nervous.
And lead with one of your best questions.
Okay. Oh my gosh. Well, do we want to tell them why we're doing this first?
No. It's on Patreon. If you like it, go listen. I know I'm a bit more juvenile and crude, but it's funny, okay? So,
okay.
Would you rather fart on an elevator or a plane?
You're so annoying. On an elevator or a plane?
Yeah.
Probably a plane. Because there's more space to get up and walk around so that people don't know it's you.
you had crop dust the whole plane. That's even worse than just sitting down.
I think
down
an elevator would be way worse because there's only so many people in that elevator, so they know it's you.
Yeah, you know what's worse than a big elevator is a airplane.
Okay, wait. I do have a story, though, about an airport and a fart.
Do it.
Okay, so back in the day, this is a long time ago, my friends had a wedding in Mexico, and after their wedding, it was like an all-inclusive hotel, and we ordered all this room service, and we like overate, okay? We overindulged for sure. And I had
gladness.
I had brought these laxatives, okay?
Oh, no.
And so everyone was like, oh, I feel so full. And so I was like, okay, here you guys go. Let's just take these laxatives. And it was like, and I took it too. Okay. And I'm telling you, the next day, if you guys have seen the movie Bridesmaids, it was like that scene because we were all staying in the same room and everyone needed to use the bathroom. And we're like, no, get out of the bathroom. I need to use it. Then we're at the airport and I'm like, I started getting the farts. Okay. Like, we all had diarrhea. Let's be honest. Sorry about that. And while in line, this very long line to check our bags at the Mexico airport in Cancun, I farted. Okay. I did. I was in line and it was bad. Okay. It was so bad. You know, the lines that, you know, they're like a snake line, right?
Yeah. So you,
so the person,
got a taste of it.
Well, my friends knew we all were having stomach problems. Okay. But then the person like in the snake line that was like next to me, but ahead of me, technically, they just looked at me and they said, did you fart?
they asked you?
Yes.
Oh my goodness.
And I just go, I lowered my head and I go, And all of us started laughing hysterically. My one friend could barely make it through security because she was like pooping her pants.
Did they laugh? The person who asked you? Or
no, they didn't laugh at all.
Really?
Yeah, no, they didn't. They were upset.
They were mad.
It smelled pretty bad.
Dude, all that? I can you imagine asking a stranger if they farted or not?
I know. I could not believe that this person asked. Anyway, sorry to start it off with a farting story, but there you go. Speaking of smell, this is a good question. In dating me, were there ever any times early on in dating me that I smelled badly and you just didn't have the heart to tell me?
No, I mean, you...
Confession.
You take care...
Be honest.
You take care of your body... Your looks, your like everything so well. It wasn't until we got married that when you wake up in the morning I feel like I'm waking up next to Shrek sometimes.
Wait, because of how I look?
No, because of your breath. I feel like you look beautiful, but then you breathe. Sometimes you'll laugh or into my face. And I just get like a big whiff. And inoculates the room.
And the problem with that is you already have such a bad sense of smell. So like,
so if I'm saying that something smells bad, it's horrible.
But you got to be really think back to dating. Are
no,
you sure?
I am.
I never
totally
smelled
sure.
bad, and you just didn't like it was BO or like
no,
something.
You might have had
bad
one
breath.
Time where you had BO. I'm trying to, but no, not really. I know it's a disappointing answer, but
it's kind of disappointing.
You always smell so good. But your breath is another story.
In the morning only.
Yeah. Sometimes you'll just breathe in my face and I just have to hold my breath.
Is my breath bad now?
No, it's okay. I can't really smell it right now. It's okay. Just in the morning. It's like
I will
a gas
say
chamber.
Being pregnant, I think your gums, like you just have more sensitive gums and more. Yeah, yeah. I had stinkier breath right now, I think.
If you could only throw out one, right? One. Piece of my clothing, what piece of clothing would you throw out, like burn right away?
One piece of clothing that I could burn. Wow. I mean, thankfully you have cleared out quite a few things.
You have cleared out? Yeah.
Oh my goodness. I would probably say bucket hats.
All of them?
I hate them.
Why?
I think they look so funny.
Like in a cool way?
No.
You get rid of my bucket hat over the wildlife t-shirt?
Yeah, because the wildlife t-shirts, like that feels like I couldn't do that to you, you know?
Yeah. Man, I need to get some new clothing that makes you mad.
Bucket hats, though, man, babe, I love you, but they don't fit you really
that's
that well.
That's because I haven't found the right one.
No, that's not true.
Yes, it is.
It's not.
Okay, your turn.
So we've established that you've kissed other women before me.
Okay, we're going there. Yeah.
Was I the best kisser you ever had? Okay, guys. So, yeah, we cut off the episode. I'm so sorry.
I'm so sorry.
If you want to hear the rest of the juicy questions that JJ and I ask each other, and trust me, they are juicy, you're going to have to join our Patreon family.
Yeah. We'll see you there.
If you want to, you can go to patreon.com/heartofdating. All right, guys. We hope to see you in Patreon. Thanks for listening. Bye.